We're talking with Joe Seaman, who is the Democrat and Working Family Party candidate for State Assembly in the 112th District, which includes a fair amount of Saratoga County, a little bit of Schenectady County, particularly above the Mohawk River. So we've had Joe on before. So Joe, how's the campaign been going?
Thanks for having me on, Mark. Campaign is going amazing. We've got a grassroots campaign, no support from billionaires, from Wall Street, from any big money special interests, but we've got grassroots people, volunteers. We are calling thousands of voters. We're dropping off literature. We're having online events. We're having in-person events, socially distanced. So campaign is going amazing. It's democracy in action.
Now, certainly you've been known in the Capital District on a lot of different issues, the peace issue, corporate accountability issues, but I also recollect you at a lot of the protests over the years around campaign finance reform. How did you, what do you think about the legislation the legislature adopted earlier this year on campaign finance reform?
Well, a matching fund that's for statewide legislative races, not this time. It won't take place for another couple of years, so it didn't help me this time. Will allow the voices of small donors to be amplified, which means that the big money donors aren't as powerful. So if we can do anything for democracy to reduce the influence of big money, I'm with it.
Now, you know, COVID obviously remains a major issue. 200,000 plus Americans died. President Trump, you know, and the First Lady now have COVID. How has New York been doing on the COVID issue, and are there any changes you would like to see made?
Sure. So New York has done relatively well. As a matter of fact, we are not doing too bad now compared to where we were doing months ago. You know, I have said my campaign are based upon three principles. I took these from a Thomas Friedman article in the Times Union: respect science, respect nature, respect each other. So we have policies here in New York that are basically based in science, unlike what we've seen from the White House. So New York has been doing relatively well, but there's a lot more to be done. We would have been better off if we had health care for all. We would have been better off if we had unionized nurses everywhere. We know that the nursing homes, the research showed, where there were unionized workers, more people survived. They had a lower fatality rate. So we could have done better. We're going to fight to do better. We're going to fight for healthcare for all. We're going to fight for helping workers unionize in the healthcare industry and everywhere and get good contracts. And we're going to have policies based in science. We've also got an economic crisis. There are lots of jobs that have gone that aren't coming back. I talk to voters every day from Saratoga County, Schenectady County, from these towns, people who are furloughed, people who are out of work. So there's a big economic problem. And that's why we need a Green New Deal to put people back to work too.
Well, I mean, also speaking of COVID, obviously that has changed around, you know, people going outdoors and certainly has restricted, you know, campaigning. How has your campaign, you know, tried to reach voters during the COVID crisis?
Sure. It's not easy. We are primarily putting safety first. So we are not, as much as I'd like to, go door to door, talk to voters. And I've done it as a volunteer for many campaigns, many years. I like talking to people in person much better than talking to people over the phone. But all we're doing is we're going door to door, dropping literature. We're not knocking on doors. And we're trying to reach voters via their phones. It's not as easy. You know, Mark, you know, you and I have organized together. We've been at big rallies. It's not as easy to get people out in big rallies. So we're not doing things that aren't safe. So when we're outdoors, we're socially distanced. We're putting our volunteers' health first before anything else.
Corporate accountability, corporate power. You know, what are some of your ideas about how do we change the political and economic system?
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, we've got to acknowledge that corporate power is the problem. The problem is that big corporate interests have lots of money to spend, to influence, to buy political power. They don't just give campaign contributions. They have corporate lobbyists, which is an organized, systematic way of legally bribing politicians. Corporate lobbyists have stacks, bundles of big checks that they give to politicians. And by the way, I'm not one of the politicians who's taking them. So I reject corporate money. I reject corporate power. And I will fight against corporate power. I'm going to fight to close corporate loopholes, to make sure that corporate interests pay their fair share of taxes. And I can talk to you all day about tax fairness, but there are all kinds of laws out there. The ultra-wealthy and corporations, not just Trump, don't pay their fair share of taxes. Corporate power is a problem when it comes to the environment. I've been endorsed by the Sierra Club, the League of Conservation Voters. I've been endorsed by the people who are fighting against the corporate polluters. So corporate power is the problem on just about every issue. So this campaign is not just about helping people's lives, and it sure is, and about protecting our environment and about protecting our health, but it's about fighting for democracy. And democracy is the opposite of corporate oligarchy.
Now, the Democrats have not only majority control of the state assembly, but veto-proof control of the state assembly. So it's not like the Democrats view picking up additional assembly seats as, you know, their, you know, top priority at the moment. You know, how have the, you know, more organizational Democrats, particularly at the state level, been willing to assist you in your efforts?
Well, not as much as I'd like. You know, I am not from the Democratic establishment per se. I'm a working families Democrat. I'm ready to take on the leadership. The assembly, a couple of years ago, when the Republicans held the Senate, they passed the New York Health Act, a bill that would give health care to all New Yorkers, save 98% of us money. But once the Democrats had control of the Senate, turns out the assembly Democrats weren't quite as progressive as pro-healthcare as we would have liked them to be. And that's why I'm running to change the assembly, to make the assembly more a real voice of the average people. Now, that being said, I've got a number of leading Democrats. I've got Senator Schumer. I've got Senator Gillibrand endorsed my campaign. Comptroller DiNapoli endorsed my campaign. I've also got people who aren't part of the political establishment. We were talking about the environment. Bill McKibben, the leading environmental expert, the leading climate change author, endorsed my campaign. So I think I've kind of got a wide, big tent of support for people who agree on a lot of things, maybe not everything, but all who reject Trump and Trumpism. And make no doubt about it, my opponent is the heart of the GOP political establishment, which keeps Trump and Trumpism in power.
We've been talking with Joe Seaman, the Democrat and Working Families Party candidate for the 112th Assembly District up in Saratoga, a little bit of northern Schenectady County. So, Joe, is there, you know, a couple of particular issues that I haven't asked you about that a key part of your campaign you'd like to make sure, sure people know about?
Sure. So I mentioned I'm going to fight for health care for all, which means that no one will die for lack of health insurance. No one will go bankrupt for lack of health insurance, which means the insurance companies will stop taking billions and billions of our dollars in corporate welfare. And we're all going to save money. 98% of us will save money. And we talked about the environment. I'm going to fight for green jobs, for clean energy, for stopping burning fossil fuels, for real action on climate change, for solar, wind, geothermal, hydropower and conservation, keeping our energy money in our neighborhoods, in our towns, in our district, keeping the money here, creating good jobs here. And another big issue that I want to talk about is tax fairness. We know that Trump doesn't pay hardly anything in taxes. Well, it's not just him. You've got ridiculous laws, giveaways to the ultra-wealthy. I don't mean people who are earning a couple hundred thousand dollars doing well. I mean people earning millions and millions of dollars who got ridiculous tax breaks, and I'm going to fight to reverse them. You know, Mark, I bet you don't buy too many yachts or private jets, do you?
Not recently.
Well, there's a tax cut, a tax break for buying yachts or for buying private
jets. Oh, maybe I should change my position.
So, Mark, do you buy shoes?
Just did buy sneakers the other week.
Okay, you paid like a 7 or 8% sales tax. Well, Wall Street, when it buys and sells stocks, it doesn't pay no 7 or 8% sales tax. There's, get this, a quarter of 1% tax on sales of stocks. Just a quarter of 1%. And you think that's bad, that it's so low compared to the taxes we're paying? Well, let me tell you something. For the past 40 years, that tax has been rebated down to zero.
And that's terrible, Joe, but we're out of time. If people want to find out more about your information, what's your website?
Joe Seaman, JoeSeaman.com. On Facebook, Joe Seaman for Assembly, fighting for the 99%.
It's been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network. Thanks.